This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 7th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Citing difficult times within U.S. investment markets and resulting issues with securing new investment capital, DayJet announced on Tuesday the Florida-based air taxi service plans to drastically scale back operations. DayJet CEO Ed Iacobucci told ANN, quote, "Effective this week, we have made the difficult decision to scale back DayJet's 2008 growth plan. The company has reduced its employee base across most areas of its business. These changes were caused by external economic factors and are not a reflection of a weakness in the underlying DayJet business model," unquote. Iacobucci added that the business model and its unique computer technology have been proven in the first phase of the operation, but the company needs access to capital in order to reach profitability. Quote, "And when the capital markets recover, then we would expect to resume the growth forecast in our original plan," unquote. This is no big surprise, but still disappointing. Partisanship and pork have derailed the U.S. Senate's FAA reauthorization bill. Despite the efforts of Majority Leader Harry Reid to get this done, it appears the issue may be dead for the calendar year. CNN reports senators voted 49-42 to limit debate on adding more amendments to the bill. 60 votes were needed to freeze the bill in its current form and get it to a floor vote. Republicans voted almost unanimously against that, contending that amendments already added by Democrats to expand rail travel in New York and increase money in the Highway Trust Fund don't belong tacked onto a bill to modernize air traffic control. Senate aides predict a vote to extend the old FAA funding formula again when the current extension expires June 30th. Some are even saying an extension through the end of fiscal 2009 in September is possible. Back in April, when FAA Acting Administrator Robert Sturgill was facing Congress to answer for the missed FAA inspections at Southwest Airlines, he was asked by Senator Patty Murray of Washington State if there were any other airlines overdue for inspections. Sturgill answered at the time that he wasn't aware of any, but promised to look into it. Well, a few days later, he responded in a letter. The Wall Street Journal reports it reviewed that letter and says Sturgill admitted the FAA has failed to perform more than 100 recommended safety reviews at major airlines, some of which were due as long as 9 years ago. While the missed reviews don't necessarily mean safety problems exist, Senator Murray observed that the Southwest case demonstrates the inspections do matter. Quote, "They are one of the best indicators of whether an airline has its act together when it comes to maintenance and safety compliance. Clearly, the FAA needs to bring more focus and leadership to meeting its own self-imposed deadlines," unquote. In his letter to Senator Murray disclosing the missed inspections, Sturgill said inadequate resources may have played a role. Boeing and the government of Iraq announced on Monday an order for 30 Boeing 737-800s, the first step in reestablishing the war-torn country's scheduled commercial aviation operations. Iraq also took options on 10 additional 737s. Boeing reports it's also finalizing an agreement with Iraq for 10 787 Dreamliners. In related news, Bombardier Aerospace participated in a signing ceremony in Baghdad on Sunday to formally recognize two recent orders placed by the government of Iraq. The firm orders were announced in March for a total of 10 CRJ-900 next-gen aircraft, with options for 10 more. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Two new Cessnas make their first flights. The Allied Pilots Association wants its members to get more sleep. And an Albuquerque balloon tragedy deepens. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation says the FAA's plan to wait till 2020 for ADS-B will make it more expensive for you and me. I'll wrap up my conversation with Bob today. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.